Hey guys, this is Sagar Veer. Today we are back with another new podcast. This is Fun Podcast, and today's guest is Shalmali Jadhav, and she's a mental health advocate, writer, speaker. I have to read it. That's how much you will do. And she's the founder of Empathy for You, social entrepreneur hai ye, awarded as a change maker from youthlead.org. Like, how are you doing this? First of all, how are you managing all this? And you are just in final year. How are you doing this? First, and please introduce yourself first of all, and then you can follow up on that.
Okay. First of all, I would like to thank all the viewers for joining in and then coming to you. Thank you for having me in this, a fun conversation, I would say, and where we are actually trying to give an impact or make an impact to the people. So,
Okay.
while introducing me, hello everyone. This is Shanmali. I'm working as the founder at Empathy for You. So, Empathy for You is an organization which works in spreading awareness about mental health and suicide prevention. I'm also working as a founder president at Letters of Empathy. So basically, Letters of Empathy is an extension of Empathy for You, wherein
Okay.
we get together and we write letters to the people who are fighting depression.
Okay.
For all this work that I have done in the field of mental health, I'm awarded as a change maker by Youth Lead organization. I also started a petition recently asking our government to include SEL, that is social and emotional learning, subject
We'll come
in the
back to
curriculum
that.
of schools and colleges. So yeah, I think that's all about me.
So I had this what is mental health first of all? Please, because I had this joke. I do stand-up comedy, so I had this joke with me. I do perform this and I get so many laughs on this that हमारे पुराने जनरेशन जो हमारे मॉम डैड के जनरेशन है उनको LGBTQ समझ नहीं आता क्या है. वैसे ही हमारे लिए मेंटल हेल्थ है. सो दिस वॉज द जोक कि हम लोग बोलते हैं हम लोग डिप्रेस्ड है, हम लोग को एंजाइटी हो रहा है, बट वी रियली डोंट नो. मेनी पीपल डोंट नो, जस्ट दे आर फ्लॉन्टिंग दिस वर्ड अराउंड एंड लाइक कुछ भी एंजाइटी हो रहा है मेरे को, डिप्रेशन हो रहा है, मैं कुछ भी स्मॉल सी सैडनेस को भी वो लोग डिप्रेशन बोलते हैं. सो दिस टर्म इज वेरी मिसलीडेड. सो वुड यू लाइक टू एक्सप्लेन कि क्या मेंटल हेल्थ है क्या?
So, coming to mental health, first of all, I would say like you might have observed like there's a lot of stigma. Although the scenario is changing now, there's a lot of stigma in this topic of mental health. There's lack of awareness around mental health. So, I believe that if we consider our country, India, there's a very small population who is actually aware about mental health and its importance. And out of that small population, there's another small population who actually talk about it. So I believe that that is the main reason behind, the stigma that revolves around it, or that is the main reason behind, the lack of awareness of mental health. Although the scenario is changing now, as I said, we see a lot of people talking about it, flaunting the term mental health, flaunting the term of depression, stress, anxiety. All right. So now coming to depression, now as you said, like ऐसे छोटी भी अगर चीज हो तो बोल देते कि बाबा I'm stressed, कि बाबा I'm So, we actually don't understand, like looking at you, if you are sitting disappointed or if you are sitting, in a corner lonely, I wouldn't say that you are in depression. It could be something other thing also. Ki matlab, up, you might have faced something else and you might have, you might have just feeling disappointed. So that isn't depression. And looking at me, if I'm looking very cheerful, I'm looking very joyful. Looking at me, just because I'm happy, you can't say that I'm not in depression. I might be. So like deep down, what is that जो इंसान he is feeling,
मतलब
he she is feeling, we are not
बाहर
aware of
की
that.
चीजों से हम बता नहीं सकते कि एक्चुअली अंदर क्या सोच रहा है आदमी. राइट, यू आर गेटिंग टू दैट. ओके ओके एंड हाउ अबाउट राइटिंग? लाइक व्हेन डिड यू स्टार्ट राइटिंग एंड व्हाट डू यू राइट? लाइक डू यू हैव अ ब्लॉग और समथिंग?
I would say like I started in my first year of engineering. I started with my blog that was on WordPress. I actually had this habit of writing. I used to write small articles or ऐसे कुछ छोटे छोटे लिखती थी. Then I started my blog in my first year of engineering. Then after that, I also went through this concept of freelance content writing. तभी तो इतना समझ में नहीं आ रही है. I just started writing. So what I did, I created my LinkedIn profile and then I started putting short write-ups on LinkedIn.
On LinkedIn.
And but then I started, getting मतलब recognized
रिक्वेस्ट. ओके
organizations, my request आपको हुई, and then I started applying for their positions of freelance content writing.
ओके
And then उसके बाद joined. First of all, I did an internship in content writing. So that was for 1 or 2 months. तो उसमें से थोड़ा समझ में आया कि हाँ बाबा freelance writing ऐसा होता है. How many hours I need,
to put in.
devote to writing? How many hours I need to work or research कैसा होता है उसके पीछे? So I got to know all those things. And then now I'm working for almost 4 to 5 organizations. ये जब शुरू हुआ organization तब number कम आने लगा. When I was in my engineering, I was working for 8 organizations. I've written N number of write-ups. I've written on food. I've written on travel. I've written on... So I was saying I've written N number of write-ups. I've written on food. I've written on travel. I've written on entertainment, movies, industry.
Great.
Everything is included. I've written on each and every genre now. There's no genre that I haven't touched. So, it was like 8 organizations when I was in second year.
Right. And is this social entrepreneurship related to this, or this is completely different section you hold on to?
Yeah, social entrepreneurship is, you can say that mental health mein aa gaya, because that is what I started in my third year, I would say.
Okay.
Yeah. So freelancing, content writing, ye to bahut different hai. Social entrepreneurship is two.
So I thought that you do the writing stuff in this sector of mental health ka awareness spread karne ke liye, you have a blog or something. So that is completely different. So I think so you get to chill out here somewhat ki main alag sochti hoon abhi. Because that
is writing is, you know, so writing is the space for me, like where I just go and pen down my emotions. So wo pura, even when lockdown started, I have started this habit of journaling, because when colleges is there, there's assignment to complete, there are submissions, I don't get time at that time. But now there's since ample amount of time available in my hand, I started journaling. So journaling is a space for me where pure din ki anxiety, pura din ka stress, jo kaam ka hota hai, jo sab padhai wadhai ka stress, pura usme nikalta hai. And journaling is very different for me. I write each and everything that comes to mind, may it be positive emotions, may it be negative, anything that comes to mind, my mind, that is in my diary.
Right. And how about public speaking? Like what is the number you have given most to speech? Like 1,000 log, 2,000 log, kitna saamne you're capable to do it?
So it was 500 or 600 ke aas paas.
Okay, it's a good number.
So that was last year. That was again that was an event which was organized by a college, and I was called as a panelist over there. So this was again related to mental health. So I talked about the importance of mental health and why it is important in our everyday lives.
Right, right. And you also have done a session about this COVID-19, mein kaise tackle kare mental stress ko. So what do you do in that? Like, how?
So basically, ek session hi kiya, bahut session kiya hai. Like every day I have
but
a
just to give an idea.
Yeah, every day I have a, you know, ek session to hota hi hai roz with all those organizations. So, you know, there's a community of mental health. So, like, thode thode organizations hai, like, we come together, we do something. We have also recently started an online support group. So, you know, those people who feel like they need to share their feelings with someone, those people feel that they need to need someone's help. So, they just approach us. Matlab ye bhi hai. So, yeah, I was talking about stress of COVID-19. So, basically, you know, I suggest strategies or techniques on how you need to indulge yourself in some of the activities. So, matlab, you know, I when the lockdown started, after 10-15 days, I started getting DMs from people. Ki matlab, you know, we are doing all those things that I told that you told us. So, like in one of the session, I told some things like do gardening, do reading, you know, bake something for yourself.
Stay occupied,
books.
Right?
So, matlab, after 4 to 5 days, people started messaging me. So one kind of DMs, they were saying that we did all of those things, we are doing them, and we are really enjoying. मतलब पहले जैसे होता था कि यार, you know, we are not able to, हमें लगता नहीं था कि हम कुछ कर पाएंगे, we were not able to do anything, we were not able to work. तो मतलब ये strategies हमें help कर लिए. And then again, our DMs saying that in spite of doing all of these things, we are still facing anxiety, we are still facing stress, and we don't feel like doing anything. So ye jab aata hai, to thought that no, these are the strategies that are not going to work for everyone. So like one strategy might be working for me, that might be working for you also, but we don't know, like that third person,
every person
will also
is different,
you know?
So
strategies work differently for different people.
It would react.
So you know, but those sessions contain some of the tools for, you know, how you need to get the best out of your productivity, or how you can take care of your mental health. तो ऐसे
सो दैट रिवॉल्व्स अराउंड दैट.
या
जो लोग बाहर जा रहे हैं, ये बताया है कि नहीं जाना है बाहर, लाइक गवर्नमेंट ने बोला है, देयर इज अ एवरी डे सायरन बज रहा कि प्लीज डोंट गो आउटसाइड, बट स्टिल पीपल आर वेरी स्मार्ट टू गो आउटसाइड. सो उनके मेंटल हेल्थ के बारे में आपको क्या लगता है कि ये कैसा लोग हैं, क्या है ये?
Alright. So coming to them, I would say that मतलब they are not taking care of themselves. उनका mental health के बारे में मुझे पता नहीं, but I would say that they are not taking care of themselves. They are risking their lives and family's life also.
Family's life.
They are going out, coming in home again. You know, living with all their family members. So they specifically are risking their lives also and their family's life also. And coming to those people who are staying at home, they are doing a good job, I would say.
They are protecting their family members also. Right. And how about this petition you said in the introduction that petition to include social and emotional learning as a subject in curriculum of schools and colleges? Why? What's the need? Yeah, so coming to school, children, you know, I one way through which my organization Empathy for You works is peer advocacy.
So okay. we collaborate with schools and colleges. We go there, we conduct seminars, workshops, lectures on mental health and its importance. So like bahut sare baar aisa experience aaya hai ki when we go and when we, you know, meet the teacher or the concerned faculty, there when we tell them ki ha hum log aisa aisa karne wale hai, the workshop contains this and the workshop is around mental health. So they just say that No, इसका इसकी जरूरत नहीं हमारे बच्चों के. We don't need mental
health. ये stigma है ना?
Yeah, that is what is called a stigma. So I really don't understand. अरे ऐसे कैसे बोल सकते हैं? If we consider changing urban lifestyle of India, you know, there's a lot of competition outside. Every day we are trying to prove ourselves ahead of someone. Maybe better, with our friends, with our close friends, with our close people. But घर में भी like between a family also. Like even me and my brother, it's like we also have a competition. We are trying to prove ourselves better than each other. So in spite of all this, how would you say that you are going to, you know, control your mental health or cope with your mental health every day? And ye abhi abhi jaake samjha hai. Now when coming to this age, I understand what mental health is. But what if we tell all the students ki what their mental
From
health is, how
stage.
They need to since their childhood is. So that's what basically I'm trying to tell our government through this social and emotional learning. So I recently started this petition, started it in month of March. And it is basically to our government. Social and emotional learning is basically how they need to work on their emotions, why emotions are important, what the negative emotions are, how one needs to tackle with that. What mental health is the first question you asked. And what is the importance of mental
health? Right.
So all these questions. And you know, उनको सिखाने के लिए, बच्चों को सिखाने के लिए भी we need to have trained teachers of social
right.
तो मतलब क्या के नहीं सिखा सकता?
Yeah.
That person or that faculty should be a psychologist. No need of psychologist. Even I am not a psychologist.
Right.
But at least you need knowledge about it. You need to train those professors for teaching that subject. Right. So that is also another need along with this petition.
So how do you deal with the negative thoughts or negative things which people say to you on anything? Like people are insecure about lips, about anything, about teeth, about anything, about specs. So how you deal with it? So I would get an example and audience will also know too. Like ye bhi ek tarika hai deal karne ka.
So when it comes to, you know, when it comes to dealing with negative people, I would say that I got a question yesterday. I'll give you an example.
Okay.
Yesterday there was a live session. I got a question like how to say no to people and at the same time to not feel guilty for saying
Being
no
rude.
To them.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
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 So एक मैंने उसको suggest किया भाई तो दोनों में से एक ही चीज कर सकता है. So at least you should say no to people and usko chhod dene ka udhar you should not think about and the second thing is guilty feel karna hai to usko na mat bolna jo bol raha hai wo kar
right
so you know both things cannot come so either you have to say no and just leave everything ke bare mein hai jo bhi hai just leave all those thoughts or the second thing is you have to say do what the person has told you and then start feeling guilty start thinking about all of that then again that is going to hamper your health
Yeah.
सो दोनों में से एक ही हो सकता है. सो वेन एवर इट कम्स टू डीलिंग विद नेगेटिव पीपल आई जस्ट से नो. यू हैव टू यू नो गेट दिस हैबिट ऑफ सेइंग नो टू नॉन एसेंशियल थिंग्स. जो अब से नहीं हो दो थिंग्स आर यू नो वर्किंग नेगेटिवली फॉर यू. एंड द फर्स्ट थिंग यू हैव टू डू इज यू हैव टू आइडेंटिफाई द पीपल हु आर यू नो ट्राइंग टू पुल यू डाउन. यू हैव टू आइडेंटिफाई द पीपल हु आर ट्राइंग टू राइज यू अप. एंड आई वुड से दैट कीप टू हैंड्स डिस्टेंस अवे फ्रॉम दोज हु आर ट्राइंग टू पुल. Obviously, this is, you know, ऐसे जल्दी में नहीं होगा. Obviously, that's
the whole going to take time. Yeah.
But you have to do this for yourself because you know what are the things that are working positively for you and what are the things that are working negatively for you. So negative things पता है already. तो उसपे ध्यान क्यों देने का? Just leave it aside.
Right.
Just focus on what is in your hands.
Right. But there's a dilemma there in negative thoughts, right? If someone calls me insecure about my teeth. Okay, and even I start thinking about it. I start overthinking about it. And first few days, I wasn't affected by it. But after few days, someone else tells me about my teeth. And then it again hits me that, oh, he's also saying this. Oh, he's also saying this. And in these many years, it will make me feel insecure. And then it's very hard to get out of it because now you are also thinking that they are right.
Yeah. Okay, so when it comes to this, I would say that, you know, there's a theory of circle of control.
Okay.
So, you know, there's a small circle and there's again a circle surrounding that.
Okay.
So, small circle aisa hai ki jo cheeze you can control and then a circle around it aur usme cheeze hai jo you can't control. So, ye pata hai, cheeze we can't control, that's around it and the cheeze that we can control, the circle is inside it. So are you getting, matlab, you have to focus on the things that you control. If you say my teeth aren't good or I just feel insecure.
Yeah.
Main kuch kar sakta. I can't do anything.
Nahin.
So those are the things that you can't control. So I would say that whatever things you can control. So abhi kisi ne dusri cheez ke baare mein bola hota ki that is in my control. So I would have worked something on that.
Okay.
But ye cheez that it's not in my control. So what would I do about it? So just focus on the things that you can control. Just ignore the things you can't control. Again,
right, but,
this is very tough.
Okay. Yeah, it's very tough to control. But you said that if you have any options to do it, to fix it, so I'll go to doctor, orthodontist to fix my teeth. I'll put a braces or something. If I don't like my nose, I'll do a surgery. Right. So is that ethically good? Is that ethically good to hamper with your body? From mental health.
So that's what I said. If it comes to teeth, you're not able to control it, right? You can't do that. So that is what I'm saying. Ki matlab things that you can't control, us pe dhyan mat do. Aur logon ka kaam hai karna, unke upar dhyan mat do. Just focus on the things that you have control.
Great. And you said one point that you see as in it's in competition. So I was asking you that you said that there's always competition. We are seeing competition everywhere in stand-up, in podcasting ho ya aapke field mein ho ya anything. So I don't see it that way because if you are looking at others, it would always like hamesha aapke aage koi na koi hoga na in life.
Yes.
So why would anyone see it as a competition? Like just do your work. Isn't that enough?
Like people say, right, ki your competition should be yourself. So matlab you always try you should always try to be ahead of yourself. Like how you were yesterday, you should be ahead of that. So I would say the same thing. Like matlab ek level pe jab aate ho na, tab dusron ko dekhna bhi chhod dete. I believe that.
Okay.
Because when you come to a specific level, now if you consider me, I was also, you know, thinking, baba, ye, mera senior ne ye kya tha. I should also do that. My senior did this, so I should also do that. So this was in second year.
Right.
You know, I was not, I will say, sirf engineer chodke, I wasn't doing anything at that time.
Hmm.
So, matlab, ye senior ne kuch different kiya tha, I was thinking, arre, haan, we can do this
we
also.
Can do this.
So isne kuch kiya tha, I was thinking like, yes, we can do this also. So I used to try everything. I used to try everything. बट देन कुछ जमता था कुछ नहीं जमता था
राइट
बिकॉज आई एम नॉट गोइंग टू यू नो मास्टर ऑल द थिंग्स एंड आई एम नॉट गोइंग टू एबल टू डू ऑल द थिंग्स
राइट
देन आई स्टार्टेड राइटिंग तो ये मेरे को जमा आई स्टार्टेड विद डिफरेंट डिफरेंट ऑर्गेनाइजेशन यू नो सो एक चीज ऐसी है कि यू कैन डू थोड़े चीज ऐसे होंगे कि यू कैन डू
यू कैन डू
सो व्हेन इट कम्स टू कंपटीशन एक लेवल पे आई थिंक एक लेवल पे आके यू स्टार्ट लुकिंग एट अदर्स कि अरे बाबा हमारा जो है वी आर द कंपटीशन पास दूसरों को हमें देखना चाहिए सो व्हेन इट कम्स टू वन आई फील दिस एंड देन अगेन दैट्स ट्रू कि मतलब कल जो आप थे उससे बेहतर और अच्छा आज होना चाहिए सो दैट्स व्हाट आई फील अबाउट द कंपटीशन
बट डू यू लाइक ट्राइंग न्यू थिंग्स You said that you used to look at others and you had this urge ki we should try this. Like, meko dekhna hai, meko kaise lagta hai. And then you stumbled upon writing and you got good at it because you practice and practice and practice, obviously. You have done so many blogs and all. But I think that whenever we are starting something, there's an ego thing, right? When we get good at it, we get something in that sense ki abhi main bahut achha hai isme. Now I know, like, even if there's a chess player or there's a marathon runner, they have an attitude that, abhi to matlab main Olympic ja raha, toh I know my standard. But to keep that humbleness in check, to keep that ego in check, we always have to try new things because wahan pe hum log fir ghutne mein aate, fir apne ghutne pe aate, hum seekhte hain nayi cheeze, and then we understand that maybe you are great in that. But you're not good at this. And we are just humans. So respect that. So I love this perspective a lot. And I follow this.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll tell you one thing. Like when I was doing this freelance ka writing. My second year, I was working for 8 good organizations. Or aise nahi ki chutput organizations the, they were good organizations. One was from Dubai. One was from Bangalore. So I was working for them.
Okay.
So what happened, like... because in my field, like this is computers, I come from computers field. So in my field, that you know, there are a lot of submissions. Hamesha code karte baitho. So all my classmates, all my colleagues are like this. So I used to feel like, hey, ye log kya kar rahe? I'm the best. I'm doing something different. I just so you know, I was on that level. Ki arey, haan, main kuch kar rahi hu. So abhi aake pata chalta ki that was nothing. So you know, matlab
get to next level.
So grow every day. We are growing. और भी इतना भी किया है लाइक मैं वर्किंग एज अ फाउंडर इट्स लाइक अ सोशल एंटरप्रेन्योरशिप यू नो यू आई सेड पब्लिक स्पीकिंग सो आई जस्ट गेव माय टॉक रिसेंटली सो यू नो आई हैव डन सो मेनी थिंग्स बट अभी आके पता चलता है कि नो दिस इज नॉट द एंड स्टिल हैव टू डू अ लॉट ऑफ स्टिल आई हैव टू लर्न अ लॉट एंड एवरी डे आई लर्न न्यू थिंग्स बिकॉज दिस इज अ प्रोफेशन आई एंटर्ड इन लास्ट टू इयर्स Mental health is a profession I entered in last 2 years.
Yeah.
And since those last 2 years, I'm learning. Still, I'm learning. Right. So, you know, रोज कुछ ना कुछ नया पता चलता
नया पता चलता
सो जब वो था जब आई वाज थिंकिंग अरे बाबा आई एम द बेस्ट बिकॉज़ आई एम वर्किंग फॉर एट गुड ऑर्गेनाइजेशन क्या बैठ के कोड कर रहा ऐसा लगता था नाउ व्हेन इट कम्स टू दिस आई अंडरस्टैंड कि नो दिस इज नॉट द एंड स्टिल वी आर लर्निंग
देयर इज नेक्स्ट लेवल टू दैट
Yeah,
I used to learn martial arts and there is this the same point you I can relate to because there are levels there are belts and when I was a white belt and when I was promoted to yellow belt or orange belt then I was getting big inside my head ki now I can beat anyone just come at me and when I fought against the black belt like he's the guru he's the best and when you go against them then you get humbled then you know that you need to practice so much that you are nothing right now so that's a great level of understanding you have to be like you have to be truthful with yourself ki nahi tere ko sochna tu kya kaise soch raha tu then there's one question I want to ask you that views on conscious and subconscious minds if someone has asked this so I want to know what's your head take
So when it comes to you know subconscious mind, I would say like that is one corner of your mind where you know you are actually feeling like मतलब एक चीज आपको करना है but then subconscious mind will say कि अरे ये करना है देखो सोच उसके बारे में फिर से ये करना है कि नहीं करना
right.
So you know that tries to confuse us I would say so when it comes to subconscious mind I would say or when it comes to choosing between mind and heart I would say like go with heart जो आपको दिल से लगता है करो वो करो डोंट लिसन टू योर माइंड व्हाट योर माइंड बिकॉज माइंड ऑलवेज हैज अ कंफ्यूजन माइंड ऑलवेज हैज अ डिलेमा यू नो वन डे यू विल फील लाइक वन मोमेंट यू विल थिंक कि हाँ मेरे को ये करना है आई एम डूइंग दैट देन अगेन थोड़ी देर के बाद आपको लगेगा अरे यार सोचता हूँ करना है क्या नहीं करना है क्या सो यू नो अगेन इट विल स्टार्ट यू विल फॉल इनटू द कंफ्यूजन सो व्हेन आई से और व्हेन इट कम्स टू चूजिंग द थिंग्स आई वुड से दैट गो विथ योर हार्ट जो आपको दिल से लगता है कि हाँ मुझे करना चाहिए गो विथ दैट गो अहेड विथ दैट
Even I started doing meditation in this quarantine. It was the first time I tried meditation and yoga. So in this, whenever I sit for 30-40 minutes with myself and something awful has happened, it gets very hard. It gets very tough to sit with myself and to think about these things because it's unbearably painful in your head, not physically, but it's just so hard. Though then, when these thoughts come in, and I can't do anything about these thoughts. They are just coming. I can't control my thoughts. But is it that I should take action on them or just ignore it or just leave it? Or I shouldn't tell anyone here what I was thinking about it.
Okay, so मुझे एक पता नहीं चला कि when it comes to meditation, you are just trying to calm yourself.
Yeah.
With the meditation, when you're doing meditation, there shouldn't be any thoughts coming into your mind. There shouldn't be any thoughts. Into your head.
Right.
So when you're doing meditation, it's basically that you are trying to calm yourself down. And I suggest this, I said that I talk about strategies, techniques on how one can indulge. And this is the main thing that I tell to the people is meditation. And I also suggest some of the breathing techniques. So when it comes to meditation, I suggest people to do it every day, maybe 5 to 10 minutes also, but rose karna chahiye.
Okay.
And then, some people, they have the complaint that, no, Baba, itni der ke liye main baith nahi sakti, I can't sit for long minutes and do it continuously. So what I tell them, ki, start with 5 minutes today. Aaj 5 minutes karo, kal aur 5 minutes extend karo. So do it for 10 minutes tomorrow.
Right.
Kal aur 5 minutes extend karo. So you would do it for 15 to 20 minutes day after tomorrow. So aise extend karte ja. Even I had a girl, she was in 9th standard. She dropped me a message saying that, Didi, I'm not able to study.
Okay.
I can't sit for longer hours. Or aise koi mera friend bulayega, koi bulayega, toh I just leave my study and I go out. And my mom is, really worried about my studies. Aisa usne message tu. So what I asked her about everything. Like, what is she doing? Which standard is she studying? Kis mein takleef hoti hai, which subject? So she said that all subjects. कोई भी सब्जेक्ट हो आई एम नॉट एबल टू सीट एंड स्टडी मतलब इन फैक्ट इट कुड बी माय फेवरेट सब्जेक्ट आल्सो व्हाट आर दोस ब्रीदिंग टेक ओके आई एम कमिंग टू दैट सो यू नो दस आर द थिंग्स दैट शी टोल्ड मी सो व्हाट आई टोल्ड हर कि मतलब आज बस 10 मिनट पढ़ाई करके दिखा मुझे यू जस्ट सिट एंड जस्ट स्टडी फॉर 10 मिनट्स एंड आफ्टर दैट जस्ट कॉल मी एंड टेल मी हाँ आई सैट फॉर 10 मिनट्स एंड आई डिड दिस सो शी डिड द सेम थिंग एंड शी कॉल मी एंड टोल्ड मी सो आई वाज से लाइक परफेक्ट यू डिड अ गुड जॉब So when it came to next day, I said that do it for 15 minutes today.
Yeah.
So, after 10 minutes, she called and said, Didi, iske baad nahi ho raha hai mereko. Main nahi baithungi aur 10 minute aur 5 minute main nahi baith sakti. So I said, okay, leave. Leave the studies, keep your books aside, go out and leave.
Okay.
Again, the next day, she called me. I told her to sit for 20 minutes now.
Okay.
Then when she called, and she told me, Didi, yes, I sat for 20 minutes. Then I said to include, to keep it the same, like the rose base minute kar up study. So the next day, she ended me calling after 45 minutes. And she was like, Didi, aaj maine 45 minutes. Matlab, main ko hi samajh mein nahi aa raha ki maine kaise kiya. So, that is what the thing is. If you're not able to do the things, or when you are not feeling like doing things, I would say that start from the initial things. Matlab, 2-3 minutes, 5 minutes, start. You will actually, get Or it's totally all right. So social media pe, if you see, like there are a lot of things going on now. Ki, matlab, mental health care ke tips itne mil rahe. And I was just, I meant that ki, matlab, how dreamy those tips are. Matlab, koi kaise kar bhi kaise sakta hai. So, just social media is flooding now. All those self care tips.
Yeah.
So it's okay. Your quarantine or your lockdown is not for you to get productive. It's not for you to just... it's also not for you to don't do anything in that lockdown. So when it comes to unproductivity or when it comes to if you're not able to do all those things, if my things are not working out, that's totally all right. कुछ करने का मूड नहीं है तो इट्स ओके, जस्ट गो सेट असाइड, डोंट डू
सेट
एनीथिंग.
चल मत.
या बट डोंट फोर्स योर सेल्फ टू डू दैट, ओके, जस्ट डोंट बी हार्श टू योर सेल्फ. डोंट यू नो खुद पे फोर्स मत करो कि नहीं ये नहीं हो रहा है फिर भी मेरे को करना है, सो डोंट डू दैट थिंग.
राइट,
या
बट
दैट्स
समटाइम्स
व्हाट
द
आई डू.
वर्क टेल्स यू टू डू इट, राइट? इट डिमांड्स यू टू डू मोर वर्क. लाइक माई फ्रेंड्स हु आर गोइंग टू ऑफिस और दे आर वर्किंग फ्रॉम होम, सो दे डोंट इवन हैव टाइम टू टॉक टू मी. लाइक पूरा दुनिया बैठा है घर पे, लेकिन मे बी दे आर एम्प्लॉयड राइट नाउ, सो दे डोंट हैव टाइम. सो एंड दे वॉन्ट टू स्पेंड टाइम, दे डोंट वॉन्ट टू वर्क, बट दैट इन दैट केस वी कांट डू एनीथिंग. So how to keep it, keep that in balance?
Yeah. So when it comes to work and self-care, so like again, the self-care is the term which is, you know, taking, you know, self-care is equal to selfish. People say that being self-care is selfish. But when it comes to self-care, I would like to tell people, are you are taking care of yourself, how you can be selfish. मतलब खुद पे ध्यान देना is not being selfish, right? So I would say to those people who are actually, you know, working professionals, who are corporates, who are working, and I would like to tell them to set a routine for yourself that includes both your work as well as your self-care. So I know most of the people, they gave priority to their work, but they also want to, you know, chill out, thoda time spend karna. So when it comes to, you know, when it comes to work as well as self-care, I would say that set yourself a routine. Now sabka routine alag ho sakta hai, just can't tell ki itne itne din mein ye karo or first half mein ye karo or second half mein ye karo, because everyone has a different routine. So I would just say that when it comes to balancing yourself, balancing your mental health, set up a routine for yourself that includes both work as well as your self-care.
Right. What about alcohol, weed, ganja, hash? My friends, like, I have tried it. So is that going to affect your mental health, or it will be helpful?
It is not going to affect your mental health, but when you're not able to cope with that, that is the way that you find. So, matlab jab hum apna mental health ko cope nahi karte, when we are not able to cope with our emotions, we are not able to cope with our thoughts, that is the way that we found to escape ourselves.
Yeah.
So, you know, that is why
the running from reality, you are saying that.
So, it is not going to affect anywhere your mental health, but you are trying to escape from your thoughts. And that is nothing but your mental health. So you are just trying to escape from your mental health, and then that finds a way out somewhere, and then that leads to the addiction of, you know, all those things.
Right. When we get sober, it would come back, right? Just because wo jayega kahan?
Yes.
Bhag ke jayega kahan? Right. So someone is asking about the breathing technique.
Somewhere is asking.
So please tell him something.
The breathing technique, I'm practicing it since the 12th standard. So that basically helps me focus on my studies and, you know, basically when it comes to work. So even I have the times like where I feel like I'm not going to work anymore. I feel like my things aren't working anymore. So I just go out, sit in a calm, soothing place, and I just practice this breathing technique. So that is called as box breathing. So I'll just tell you about that. So one cycle of box breathing, it is divided into four parts. So like the first part is inhale. The second part is pause.
I'll do it with you.
The third is exhale. And the fourth part is pause. So, you know, when you are doing this, a box is formed. So you are obviously not supposed to move your body. But you have to close your eyes. You have to visualize a box inside you. So you have to move your eyes in the box direction.
I did it.
And, you know, basically, it should be like 4 seconds ka inhale, four seconds ka
it's
pause.
It's a longer span.
And 4 seconds ka pause. So it is a one cycle is of 16 seconds.
Okay.
And if you are, you know, I would suggest you to do 10 to 12 cycles of this every day. So, you know, that is the breathing technique that is working wonders for me. It might do the same for you also. So do this, practice this every day in our daily lives.
And how does it help you, right? Like, does it help you with anger? Because I have sometimes in the martial art days, I had many anger issues, like gussa aa hi raha hai, har cheez pe gussa aa raha hai. Like, glass tu aisa kyun rakha? Mereko gussa aayega. बट आफ्टर दैट ऑब्वियसली आफ्टर गेटिंग आउट ऑफ कॉलेज रियल वर्ल्ड हिट होने के बाद सब चला गया. लेकिन हाउ शुड वी डील विद दैट? इज दिस टेक्निक इज गोइंग टू हेल्प मी इन एंगल मैनेजमेंट?
I wouldn't say that it is going to help you with your anger, but yes,
ओके,
definitely it can help. So I
कामिंग.
practice this, as I told, when it comes to, focusing on my studies or when I need a lot of concentration because we have a boring chapter here, I need to complete it in any way. Then I do this breathing technique. पहले 5-10 minute I practice this and then I come to my studies. So I do this specifically for my studies. Also, yes, this is effective to, connecting with your inner self, to, focusing on your breath. कैसा अंदर जाता है, नाउ इट्स कमिंग आउट, यू आर इनहेलिंग, यू आर एक्सहेलिंग, सो इट हेल्प्स यू टू कंट्रोल और कनेक्ट विद योर इनर सेल्फ.
राइट. सो व्हाट इज इट दैट यू डू इन स्प्रेडिंग अवेयरनेस अबाउट सुसाइड अवेयरनेस? वो या स्प्रेडिंग अवेयरनेस अबाउट सुसाइड.
ओके, सो हियर आई वुड लाइक टू टॉक अबाउट माय ऑर्गेनाइजेशन, हाउ एग्जैक्टली इट स्टार्टेड एंड व्हाट एग्जैक्टली वी आर डूइंग थ्रू एम्पैथी विद यू. सो एज आई सेड, आई स्टार्टेड माय ऑर्गेनाइजेशन बैक इन 2018. And it wasn't official since then because I was still figuring out a path, like how exactly my organization needs to work, what is the path that I will be working in, and what exactly I want to do through my organization. So after a series of like raising up, then again falling down, after the series of episodes of going back, coming forth again, so after all this, I finally decided a path, and that is how Empathy for You came to rise in 2018. And we officially started working in last year, that is in 2019. So Empathy for You basically carries out its work in three ways. The first is online counseling. So when it comes to counseling, I always tell people, because when it comes to counseling, aisa lagta hai ki koi psychologist hoga, koi therapist hoga, jo, will give the solutions and remedies to us. Hmm. But when I say counseling, it's not like I'm a mental health professional. I haven't taken, I'm not a psychologist because I don't have a degree in psychology. Aisa kuch bhi nahi hai mere paas. So when it comes to, online counseling, it is like I just try to understand those people. I just try to read them. I just try to listen to them. Because when it comes to people who are depressed, who are stressed, so those people, they just need someone to, to listen to them. Hmm. Those are the people who are trying, to someone to connect with them. मतलब कोई भी शेयर करने के उनसे मिला ना तो दे आर ऑल फाइन बिकॉज व्हेन वी टॉक आउट थिंग्स वी आर रिलीजिंग द बर्डन ऑफ योर माइंड. सो दैट इज व्हाट वी डू थ्रू ऑनलाइन काउंसलिंग एंड इट्स लाइक आई एम एडवाइजिंग द पीपल एज अ फ्रेंड, आई एम नॉट एडवाइजिंग देम एज अ काउंसलर. सो दैट इज व्हाट आई डू थ्रू ऑनलाइन काउंसलिंग. द सेकेंड थिंग इट कम्स टू एज आई सेड योर एडवोकेसी. So we collaborate with schools, colleges. There are other communities also. There might be small clubs also. So we go there and we conduct seminars, workshops on mental health. And the third thing, I would say that this is the most beautiful extension of Empathy for You, is letters of empathy.
Okay.
So when I started this initiative back in 2018, I used to write at least one letter every day. And I used to collect all those letters. Writing ka to mujhe pehle se hi bahut hai. So I used to write one letter.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the month, I used to collect all these letters and post them to the people who approached me for online counseling. So, matlab tab jyada itna number nahi tha. There were like 5 to 10 people also, but I used to post them letters every month. And then I thought that this could be taken to another level. Matlab aur social kiya ja sakta hai isko. So in January 2020, I conducted my first meetup. I posted my first letter writing meetup. So like anyone can come for this meetup. We get together at a decided venue. We come together. So, first meetup, may we were like 6 to 7 people who came. Okay. We came together, we write letters, and I collected all those letters and posted them to the people who approached me for online counseling.
Right.
So that is what I do through letters of empathy. So that is how my organization is working.
Right. But what about suicide? How is this like related to suicide?
Yeah. So when it comes to suicide prevention, we are, there are very few institutions that we actually are focusing into. So when it comes to schools or when it comes to colleges, there are very few schools who actually allow us to talk about suicide. There are a lot who actually, when we tell them ki ha workshops mein ye hone wala hai, workshops mein ye hoga mental health ke baare mein. So they just tell us directly ki mental health pe lo, suicide prevention ko touch bhi mat karna. So there are few schools like that. We have conducted lectures on very few schools and colleges when it comes to suicide prevention. Like how one needs to, you know, talk about it, how one needs to, you know what, how exactly one person is leading to suicide. So yeah, it is basically related to that.
So if you have a conversation with someone for a long time, do you think that you will be able to get to know that if this person is suicidal or not? By his talks or by his negativity inside him about himself. Like he's always talking about like main aisa marega, like aisa, like whatever this negative thoughts we have. So can you guess that?
So when it comes to suicide prevention or when it comes to, you know, the people who approach me, I haven't maine itne negative log abhi tak nahi dekhe the, woh marne ka hi baat. They are just talking about, you know, कि आज मैं ऐसा करूंगा तो कल कल मर जाऊंगा, मेरे को अभी नहीं हो रहा है, मेरे को मरना ही है. सो आई हैव मेड सो सो मच नेगेटिव पीपल टिल नाउ, बट यस देयर आर नेगेटिव पीपल. तो मतलब हमेशा जो ऐसा ही
ऐसा ही
देयर आर अ लॉट ऑफ, आई हैवंट मेड, इट्स नॉट लाइक कि लोग ऐसे नहीं है, देयर आर अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल. कम्स टू, यू नो, व्हेन इट कम्स टू सुसाइड प्रिवेंशन और व्हेन इट कम्स टू रिकॉग्नाइजिंग द पर्सन हु इज थिंकिंग अबाउट सुसाइड, देयर आर सम, यू नो, वार्निंग साइंस. So basically we need to study that. There are some things that we use for. मतलब जैसे बोल रहा है, जैसे आपने कहा कि मरने की बात कर रहा है, he's thinking always, you know, मैसे नहीं हो रहा है, I'm not doing that. So, you know, always thinking negative. So these are some of the warning signs that we need to learn. I'm taking a course on that. That is called as QPR gatekeeper instructor. So gatekeeper, gatekeeper is a person who is, you know, who is working with individuals or who is, yeah, we can say that, who is working with individuals or taking lectures to prevent suicide. So I'm actually taking that course. I'll be starting it from next week. So that is the course which is training the gatekeepers. So I'm taking this course as QPR gatekeeper instructor course.
Okay.
So I'll be training people how to, you know. So uske liye pehle mujhe training lena, I can start
okay,
training.
Then. Okay. So this is going to be my last question to you. When you know this person, like when you 100% know that this person is suicidal, then there is anything we can do to, like, precautions, to not use any words, any specific words we don't have to use in front of him. Is there anything like that?
So when it comes to, you know, you are knowing that the person is going to commit suicide or the person is going to do something or in any way is going to harm himself or herself. When it comes to this, what I try to do is, like most of the clients, they, you know, approach me through online counseling. But when it comes to person or face-to-face counseling, I always try to be in contact with them. So, matlab unko negative level, they, you should try to refrain them from going to that extreme level or that negative level. So, matlab idhar aapko khud bhi jana pada, to that's all right. Or idhar aapko unke close friends, ya unko siblings, ya unke parents ki madad leni padi, to bhi it's all right. So, you know, just try to bring someone between you both. Now, if I'm a counselor, if you are telling me, meko bahut negative feel ho raha hai, main mar jaunga, I'm going to do it. So, I sitting here, I can't do anything. Right? So, I need to involve someone. I need to take someone in between. So, it might be your close friends, your parents, it might be your siblings, it could be anyone, some close person to you. So, I need to involve someone between, because idhar se baithke I can't do anything. I will do all those things to tell you how you need to remain positive, ye karna, negative mat sochna. I'm going to tell you everything. So but you need to bring someone in between if it's extreme negative level. Matlab abhi pata hai ki abhi iske baad ye pakka kuch karega. So you know, I need to bring someone in between. So that's what I said. And again, then, you know, you have to there are some warning signs or there are some signs that you need to recognize ki haan, he or she is going to do something extreme. He or she is going to take an extreme step.
Right.
So I think those are the things.
You said that there must be a middleman. So taking me as a middleman, right? I know that this my friend or someone is sad on this subject or something, and he's always ki ye hai, wo hai. And I know that I don't know that he is that strong or not. I don't know what he would do to himself. So is there anything, any specific tone we have to look forward to, that nahi aise hi baat kar ya nahi ye kuch hai? मतलब उस पे
सो यस यू आर द परफेक्ट क्वेश्चन आई वुड लाइक टू से मतलब नॉट ओनली फॉर सुसाइडल पीपल नॉट ओनली फॉर यू नो जो दो दो पीपल हु आर गोइंग टू टेक एन एक्सट्रीम स्टेप सो व्हेन इट कम्स टू मेंटल हेल्थ लाइक दोज हु आर अफेक्टेड देयर मेंटल हेल्थ सो लाइक व्हेन इट कम्स टू डिप्रेस्ड पीपल व्हेन इट कम्स टू स्ट्रेस्ड पीपल आल्सो सो व्हेन इट कम्स टू ऑल ऑफ देम आई वुड से दैट यू यू नो यू शुड इफ यू आर अ पर्सन हु इज इन बिटवीन यू शुड से दैट यू आर सपोज टू talk to them in such a way that you know you are not going to give them advice but you are going to listen to them unko advice mat wo ye kar yahi kar aur yahi kar aisa mat bolo if you know that person is wants to do something so if that person is feeling like you know painting you also do painting along with them
okay
if that person is feeling like exercising also you also do along with that aur abhi usko kuch bhi karne ka mood nahi hai just ask him like ye kar sakte hai kya hum log ya ya bahar ghumne ja sakte Or just take a walk on a terrace. You can just take a walk on a terrace. Nahi bola to it's all right. Usko jo karna hai karne do. But if you try to, you know,
enforce something, not,
But if you try to take himself or herself, and if you try to make that person comfortable with yourself, then wo khud bolega aapko ki haan, matlab aisa ho. So he would, he she would share what he is going through. He might be or he might not do. But again, you have to, you know. There was a person, he is one of my friend only. Uski choti behen, usko, you know, she was very, very stressed and she was going through the sessions of nose bleeding. Uska mereko phone aaya tha.
Okay.
So she was very stressed. He also doesn't know the reason behind that. But usko jab bhi hota hai, they have taken medications, but usse bhi usko kuch nahi ho raha hai. They have taken allopathic medications, bahut kuch liya. But usse bhi kuch nahi ho raha hai. So the person... The doctor said, the doctor just, you know, told her to, not to take stress. Padhai ka ho, kiska bhi ho, stress nahi lena. So that person called me, arey, I saw that you're working on this field. Mai ko laga ki mai ab tujhse baat karte dekhunga. So I would, I told him, ki, I just asked him the first question, like, will she be comfortable to talk with me? So he said that she will not do that because she... Hardly मैंने उसको उसने मेरे को बताया है and she will not tell the reason to anyone. So I said it's okay. So I need to work on that friend of mine who is going to work on her. You know, I told her कि जो भी करना है उससे या उससे करवा के लेना है you have to be that person. So उसको अगर लग रहा है कि ये करना चाहिए you do that along with her.
We have to build that trust.
Basically yeah. So you know you have to make be comfortable with the person and then he she will be you know might talk or share the feelings with you
right so I learned that trust karao and then listen to them properly as trust ek nahi cheez hai
advice mat karna kabhi aisa hi kar aisa kabhi mat bolna you just listen to them and try to understand
right right Yeah, I should keep that in mind. Advice nahi karna because that I have done. So thanks, Shalmali, for coming on this live session.
Welcome, welcome, boys and girls.